And not only do we need to know that he destroyed the works of the devil, and we need to know how he did it, which he told us in the scripture. Everything's in the Word of God. He tells us everything. And so then let's go to Colossians chapter 2, and let's start at verse 13. Now, this is a King James Version. It says, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses," or all your sins. Verse 14 says, "blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us." Now he's talking about the law. "And he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross." In other words, he nailed the law to the cross. You don't have to live under the law no more. But far too many Christians still live there. I did. "And having spoiled principalities and powers." What does it mean to say he spoiled principalities and powers? I didn't understand that. I had to go to the Greek. I got into the Greek and I started reading, and the word that's used here that's translated spoiled, it also means disarmed. Hey, that gave me a whole new revelation of what this meant. "And having disarmed the principalities and powers." Well, who's the principalities and powers? That's Satan and his host of demons. That's the enemy. So if he spoiled or disarmed, now we read about spoiled back in the Old Testament where it says that David went out and he spoiled the people. I mean, that means they went in, defeated him, and took away all their goods and brought them all home with them. This is exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. When he defeated the devil, he spoiled him, or he disarmed him. And he says, "and having disarmed principalities and powers," which is Satan and his host of demons, "he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it," the cross. Okay, so if Jesus disarmed the devil and he triumphed over him completely in the cross, why should you and me as Christians be afraid of the enemy? We shouldn't. God has all power over him now. The devil, right now, since Jesus has defeated him and triumphed over him and completely destroyed his power, the devil can't do a thing without the okay of Jesus. The devil can't just come by and get you. God's watching over you. You're his daughter. You're his son. The devil cannot come to you and get you. He cannot come and put sickness and disease upon you. God has to say okay. In other words, if you're living in disobedience, you go back to the book of Job, in Job 33, and you'll find out, especially if you read it in the NLT. It couldn't be any clearer in Job 33 and NLT. It says, "And God sent sickness and disease to discipline his children." Or, "God disciplined his children with sickness and disease." Yeah. God can put sickness and disease upon you. When he speaks the curse because of your disobedience, the devil is turned loose on you, and he's the one that puts sickness and disease upon you. You don't want to go there. It's not any fun. You don't want to be disciplined like that. You don't want to make God mad enough at you that he will have to turn loose his devils on you. And he will do it. They are the ones that makes us sick. But if Jesus completely blotted this out and completely triumphed over the devil and all these things, then if he triumphed over the devil, then what's wrong? Well, maybe you're reading it like I did. I read this book as a novel. I had to meditate on scriptures like this for hours. I mean, some of these I read over and over and over and over. "And you being dead in your sins." How does God see you? Dead to sin. That's the way God sees you. Because it says right there, of course, Paul reiterates this to us in the book of Romans many times, but right here in Colossians 2:13, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." And then this next one that we read blotting out the handwriting of ordinances or the law that was against me, and then disarm the principalities and powers? When I think about that, I think it's all done. Everything is done. All I've got to do to walk free of sickness and disease is walk in obedience to God's word. All I got to do to be saved is just come in and say, I want you as my Lord and Savior. He gives him to you. The Father gives Jesus to you. He gives you the Holy Spirit. Wow. Let me read that to you in the Living Bible. Colossians 2:13. You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet taken away. Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ, for he forgave all your sins. And he blotted out the charges against you. The list of his commandments, which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. So all of the list of commandments, all of the list of sins that you and I had disobeyed, he took that complete list away, nailed it to his cross, and forever forgave us for all those sins. In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin. So by taking away your list of sins, when you come to Christ and ask him to come into your heart, God takes your list of sins, which opened the door for the devil to put sickness and disease and torment you and everything else. When Jesus took those and nailed them to his cross, he took them away, and he took away Satan's legal right to torment you. It says so. In this way, by Jesus taking away that list of your sins and nailing it to his cross, the law, which was you broke the law all the time, and people still do. God took away Satan's power, all of Satan's power, to accuse you of sin. And God openly declared to the whole world Christ triumphed at the cross for your sins. Were all taken away. He wanted the world to know what he had done, so that you don't have to walk in bondage, so you can be free, so you don't have to walk in sickness and disease. Wow. That's almost more than I can comprehend. I have to meditate on that. But as I identify with Christ, I realize these things belong to me. I am a child of God that has been given all power and all authority over the devil. And now all I got to do is put God first, and I don't never have to worry about the devil again, because he's not going to have power over me. As long as I walk holy before God, walk in obedience to his word, I don't even have to be concerned about the devil, because the devil cannot touch me. As long as I walk totally in obedience to God's word. Then there's something else that you will learn from this. When you realize this, you'll learn that you can cast out demons yourself. When you learn who you are, you will learn that you have the power to cast out demons. But after people get set free, the demons usually don't leave. They stay. Every once in a while, God will force them out. But most of the time, my experience has been that the demons, when you get saved, they stay. And they stay even though you repent of all sin. When you get rid of all those sins, and you know it, and you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ, you know you're seated in the third heaven with him already, you know who you are in Christ, then you can cast out a demon. It's amazing the people I meet on a regular basis that were Christians that didn't know or didn't believe you could even have a demon. But when they hear the teaching of the Word of God, they repent of their sins They command the demon to leave themselves, and the demon leaves. And those people get set free. Now then, the Word of God clearly tells us, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and I do not know how I could have been a Christian so many years and missed these promises. Now, in verse 15 and 16, he says, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, everybody. We're to preach the gospel to everybody. And he says, to anyone believes and is baptized will be saved. So when a person believes the word of God and gets set free, when he believes that, he can get set free. And then it says, after we have gone into the world and preached the word of God and then believe the Lord, we get baptized. Then he says, after we become a baptized believer, then he said, these signs shall follow those baptized believers. You need to be a baptized believer because it's fun on this side of being a baptized believer. I was baptized in a little country church, a Baptist church in Cross Plains, Texas, when I was a little bitty 11-year-old boy. It's amazing. I remember so clearly that night standing in that little church that God called me to be his son. I mean, he was nugget on my heart. I could feel him in there. So at the end of the service, I asked Mother, what's this about? What am I feeling? She said, well, son, it's just the Holy Ghost. He's calling you to become a Christian. Well, that's what I did. I went down and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But after I did that, I still had no knowledge of what Mark 16, 17, and 18 said, and I didn't know for years that I had the power to cast out a devil. But look at what this verse says. In verse 17 and 18, it says, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, which is Satan. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you at all. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How many people do I know in church that even today does not believe that magnificent promise? But it's written in the Word. If you want to have a tremendous success in the healing ministry, learn, first of all, to get all of your sins repented of, walk holy before God, and then walk in total faith to His Word and believe what He says, and you will be able to lay hands on the sick. You will be able to cast out demons. And if you'll only do what God says, you will be amazed at the great and mighty things He will do when you speak His name in faith.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.